Afton Town Administrator Violet Sanderson joining me live in studio for the monthly report from the town of Afton. Violet, good morning to you. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate the time as always and the update from the town of Afton. First off, the annual Parade of Lights and Lighting of the Arch seemed to go pretty well. Some great participation.
It did. We had some great participation, great floats. We had some wonderful winners from that competition. We had a first place winner of Wild Wyoming Outfitters, second place of Avail, and third place of Central Star Valley Farms. So we were excited to provide that acknowledgement to them. I think we had such great floats all around, so it was really hard to make those decisions, but it was a great turnout, great participation from, you know, the public to be there. We're obviously hopeful that there was some love shown to our downtown businesses while everybody was there enjoying the parade. And I just always love the, you know, we welcome in the holiday season with, the utilization of our historic arch and lighting of that. And I think it just makes town look beautiful. So
absolutely. I want to give a shout out to Andy Nild because I get the opportunity to do the countdown to light the arch. And if it doesn't come on when we hit one, it makes me look pretty silly. But Andy nailed it every time. So the lights turn on right as the countdown hits one. So yeah. Nicely done. The whole town staff, a lot of people I know are involved in that event.
Yeah, our staff, you know, they have that time of day where they're coming in on a Saturday to make sure that the night is special for all the community. So we completely appreciate our employees and all the hard work they put into these kind of events.
You mentioned supporting the downtown businesses specifically during that time. I know the Main Street Alliance has been working hard to do their Christmas decorating contest again.
Yeah, they've got their contest and voting started as of Saturday. And so I believe that continues until December 23rd. We have a QR code available on the Afton Main Street Alliance business page along with a link. And that should also be available on the Town of Afton's website. If it isn't yet, it will be today. And so people can go and click and vote for their, you know, the favorite business that they've seen lighting up Main Street.
Perfect. Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator in the weekday wake up this morning. Speaking of kind of the downtown corridor, which is more than just the arch block, right? The Town of Afton worked with the Main Street Alliance to host a downtown business work session, if you will, a couple of weeks ago. Maybe tell us how that went and what the town received feedback-wise on
that. Yeah, absolutely. So a few years ago, just to give a little backstory to that, a few years ago, the town council was hosting quarterly business meetings, kind of business work sessions with the local businesses, and that was before COVID happened. And we kind of got out of the routine of that. And so now we're wanting to ensure that we're doing quarterly meetings and touching base with our businesses, and not necessarily during the council meetings, but with the Main Street Alliance and the Tourism Board to ensure that some of the events that we're planning or the things that we're hoping to structure to help the businesses are really working for them and what they're seeing and hearing from, you know, their patrons.
Absolutely. And so maybe recap and summarize the most recent meeting and kind of the feedback that you guys received.
Yeah, so we kind of discussed with the local businesses, you know, what the Main Street program is, the organizational structure, the four pillars that that us being part of the Main Street Wyoming program is, which consists of economic vitality, organization, promotion and events, and aesthetics, essentially, which we'll get to that at some point. We're still in the beginning stages of our program, obviously, working those three first pillars more right now. But we kind of recapped that we asked the businesses to give us some feedback on the events that we have been hosting in the last couple of years, what has been great about it, are maybe some of the pain points that we can work on. And so it was really great to hear from the local businesses for them to give us some feedback on that.
Afton Town Administrator Violet Sanderson on the weekday wake up this morning. Kind of sticking with that theme as well as the corridor study that's been going on for a while. Give us an update on where things are at there.
So we have a final draft that we're kind of doing some final wrap-up things on. We're hoping in the next three to four weeks, everybody hopefully watch our publication period on that to let you know what day that meeting will be, because we will have another public hearing meeting where the public can come in and listen to all the recommendations that they have. We've had comments back and forth between YDOT and our consulting firm, as well as the town, from a, you know, management and maintenance standpoint in terms of some of the suggestions that they have about changes with infrastructure, sidewalks, things like that. I think it's easy to say this will work great on paper, but when we look at it from a logistical standpoint of maintenance, some things are just not feasible. So those are the kind of comments that we were doing the back and forth with on this final draft, but hopefully that will be wrapped up in the next week. And then, like I said, in the next 3 weeks, we should have the publication available for that meeting. That hopefully will happen in January.
Perfect. Well, all right, we'll watch for that. What else is happening in the town of Afton right now?
So we've got our golf passes on sale now. So, you know, if you have a golfer in your life and you're looking for a Christmas gift for them, we've got our season passes on sale. So we've got our resident passes on sale and non-resident golf passes on sale. $400 for adult season pass for non-resident, $350 for Afton resident passes. And then our junior season pass is $125 right now on sale. And that does not change whether you're a resident or not. We want to make sure that we're, you know, providing the opportunity to some of these younger golfers to take advantage of getting out on our course and learning the game.
Very cool. All right. And that those prices increase January 1, right?
Correct.
All right. And how do people get those passes?
So they can call town hall, they can come in. That's probably the best way to get them. The golf course is obviously closed now, as you can see this fresh, you know, blanket of snow coming down, and our blanket of winter is upon us. So our golf course is now closed. So call town hall, talk to Sadie, Tina, or Nikki, and you can purchase a pass through them, or you can come in and get one.
Perfect. Violet, I understand the town is also still working through some grants on water infrastructure and some potential impacts there, right?
Yeah, so we had put out a public notice with information, as well as a call for the public to come to an open meeting that we had to discuss our application before SLIB. So we are going for some drinking water SRF funding before SLIB. That application will be heard in February. The reason why we called for public comment is because this is actually a loan application, not a grant application. And so this will obviously affect rates in the future if we're awarded this loan funding that we need. This is for South Highway 89 waterline replacement, upsizing, and relocation. This will help with increasing fire flows and capacities to the south side of town, as well as dealing with some old steel line that we have that's now serving about 20 businesses on Main Street down there. So this is a good, important project that we've had kind of on our radar for the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, I would say. And we had the opportunity to go for this funding. Now, the funding total that we're requesting is for $2,047,000. But with this particular application, we have the opportunity to gain about 45% principal forgiveness, which is nearly $1 million that could be forgiven in the cost of this project. So we have taken advantage of that opportunity with this application. However, that still gives us about a $60,000 debt service payment that we'll have annually after this project is wrapped up. So rates do need to be adjusted. That is what we are borrowing against for this loan, is a new rate structure. So the utility board just made a recommendation to the council that will change the just for the general population who's on a 3/4 to 1 inch line size, that will change their monthly bill, their demand charge, by $4.50 monthly. So that's about a $56 annual difference in what they're paying now for the water that they're using. The line size, you know, the demand charge is based on the line size. So we did a 20% increase to the demand charge to be able to accommodate for this increased cost of this debt service for the life of this loan that we'll be paying back. So just wanted to make people aware of that. The council will be talking about this next week in their council meeting, reviewing the resolution that's been put together and that was recommended for approval by the utility board. But one thing I do want to say is that obviously during the time of a project, we always have the opportunity to figure out if we can save money, right? Like if we can do it a little bit cheaper, if we can do it more efficient way, we as the town of Afton always strive to do that when we're in, you know, talks with contractors and bidding out for projects. But we, so if for some reason, aside from the principal forgiveness, which that 45% will stay no matter what the cost of the project is, if that project does not cost the full $2 million, you know, $2,047,000, we do have the opportunity to change the rate structure that is to be put in place. And the resolution that will be discussed next week, the rate structure won't be put in place unless we get the funding. So it's contingent upon approval from the SLIB board for the loan. And then if it is approved, that will not be implemented until July of 2026. So gotcha. Just to help the public understand where we're at with that application and what that project means to the system as a whole and why we're going for it. You know, free money is great. Grants are amazing. We have been very lucky in the last few years to be able to receive a lot of funding for free from the state. This particular project, you know, it wouldn't qualify for the grant funding, and it's been on our radar for quite a while to get it done. We knew that it was something that we're probably going to have to apply for a loan for versus a grant, but just to keep everybody in the loop on where we're at.
Okay. So a resolution expected in the next week, town council, and then you said February is when you go to the SLIB board for approval, right?
Yes, we'll be heard at the SLIB board in February, and so we will know after that meeting whether or not we've been approved for the loan. And like I said, that rate structure that they're looking to put in place will only be effective if the loan is approved, if we will be moving forward to have that debt service payment associated with paying back that loan.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll watch for more details on that and see how everything plays out. Violet Sanderson, after town administrator on the Weekday Wake Up. Violet, anything else we missed?
I don't think so. I think we covered a lot, and we're just, actually one thing I would like to do is, as I'm sitting here watching the snowfall outside, knowing that we've already had a couple rounds of snow plowing, just reminding the residents of Afton that, you know, we do have an ordinance in place that requires you to ensure that your vehicles are moved and not in the right of way between the hours of 2 a.m. and 6 a.m. during our peak snowplow hours. So we encourage everybody to ensure that they get those moved. Our maintenance staff has been out there kind of given people the notices on their vehicles, and everybody has been really great at being able to comply with that. But we just want to ensure that people remember that that's an ordinance we do have in place, and we will give warnings when we can. But if it's something that becomes an issue at the same piece of property or with the same vehicle, tickets will be issued.
Okay. Town of Afton Administrator Violet Sanderson this morning. Violet, as always, appreciate your time. Thank you very much.